And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of November, 2015. It was on this day, 1837, Mount Holyoke Female Seminary was founded, South Hadley, Massachusetts, founded by a teacher, chemist named Mary Lyon, who rode through the countryside in a carriage collecting donations and raised $27,000 from 1,800 donors. 80 students arrived on this day, 1837. Some of them had traveled for days to get there. Each of them brought a dictionary, an atlas, a Bible, and two spoons. Mary Lyon, who said, "There is nothing in the universe that I fear but that I shall not know all my duty or shall fail to do it." It's the birthday of Bram Stoker, born Dublin, 1847, author best known for Dracula, 1897. He did research on Eastern European folklore and vampire stories, wrote the book in the form of letters and a journal, originally called the book The Undead, but changed the title at the last minute. It's the birthday of the author of one of the most successful books of all time, Margaret Mitchell, born Atlanta, 1900, daughter of a prominent Atlanta family. She grew up sitting on the knees of her old relatives, including some Confederate veterans who told her stories of the Old South and the Civil War, and she drew upon those to write Gone with the Wind, which she wrote draft after draft on a Remington portable typewriter. The early titles for the book included Tomorrow is Another Day, Not in Our Stars, and Bugles Rang True. But Margaret Mitchell had a good ear for titles and also a good ear for dialogue, and she wrote some memorable lines, including, "I can't think about that right now. If I do, I'll go crazy. I'll think about that tomorrow. I'll think of it tomorrow at Tara. I can't stand it then. Tomorrow I'll think of some way to get him back. After all, tomorrow is another day." Margaret Mitchell, who said, "Death, taxes, and childbirth. There's never any convenient time for any of them." She said, "I've always had a weakness for lost causes once they're really lost." She was 48 when she died, crossing a street, Peachtree Street in Atlanta, on her way to see a movie, hit by an off-duty cab. Gone with the Wind still sells about 75,000 copies every year. Here's a poem for today by Gary Snyder, entitled Makings. "I watched my father's friends roll cigarettes when I was young, leaning against our black tar-paper shack, the wheat straw grimy in their hands, talking of cars and tools and jobs, everybody out of work, the quick flip back and thin lick stick of the tongue and a twist and a fingernail flare of match. I watched and wished my overalls had hammer slings like theirs. The war, and after the war, with jobs and money came. My father lives in a big suburban home. It seems like since the 30s, I'm the only one stayed poor. It's good to sit in the window of my shack, roll tan wheat straw and tobacco round and smoke." Makings, a poem by Gary Snyder from his collection No Nature, published by Pantheon Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.